Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible, please, to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And let's read verse 1 to 7. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for the kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be justified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us. Thank you, Lord, for gathering us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that starts to give thanks to God for all the blessings you give us, our good health, our strength. Oh, Lord, your provision, your support. Answer our prayers, your word, the family you give us, oh Lord, the provision of food, everything, Lord, that we have received from you, the salvation of Jesus, the eternal life. Oh God, your promises in the Bible, you are continually sending your word to us, the Holy Spirit is continually encouraging us, helping us. We give you thanks and we adore you, Lord, for this all the blessing that you give us. Let's come now to God and let's confess our sin. Let's confess our sin and our shortcomings, and let us ask Him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you give us, you help us, you provide for us, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, you are great God. Forgive, O God, as we confess our sins and we renounce them. Forgive us and clean us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Let us confess and renounce our sin. Let us repent. Help us and guide us, Lord. Strengthen us with your grace and mercy. As we confess and renounce them, Lord, cleanse our conscience, clear our conscience from guilt, O God, that we may live our life fully to you, O Lord. You are great God, there is no one like you, Lord. Let us now come to God and ask Him our petition and our needs. Thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. Hear our prayer, Lord. O God, answer our prayers. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answer our petition. Small or big needs, only God can give. Whatever request you have, give it to God. God can do miracles, healing, provision, changing heart, changing circumstances, beyond what you imagine or believe. God can do all great things. Lead us, O Lord, and and guide us, help us and strengthen us. O God, as we are praying, answer prayers and encourage us, increase faith, Lord. Do miracles in the name of Jesus, save people, provide open doors. O Lord, hear our prayers. We thank you, thank you, thank you for everything we receive from you, Lord, today. We bless your holy name, O God. Let's pray also for one another. If you know any brother or sister or any person that is in trouble, is in need of something, you pray for him and pray for her. God can do miracles. More what we think, prayers can do marvelous things. Oh God, stretch out your hand and provide and do miracles, help, strengthen, protect. There's no one like you, Lord. You are a wonderful God. You will be the one to help us, you will be the one to lead us and guide us and support us, oh God. Answer prayers, Lord. Help, heal, give jobs, give income, give solution, give wisdom. Our eyes is on you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray now. Let's pray for all families. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear us, Lord. Yes, we pray. Bless our families. Pray for each and every husband to lead the family in the way of righteousness. Pray for each and every wife to be supportive to their husbands as they are doing your work and ministry, Lord. We pray also for also for the parents to give a clear instruction in the heart and life of their children that they will inculcate in them to love God and to save God. And to live for him. Oh God, captivate the heart of the fathers toward their sons, toward the children, and the children toward their fathers. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear our prayers and answer, oh God. Bless families, oh God. Bless families. I pray for family worship every day, the word to be spoken every day, to be read every day. In the name of Jesus, you make a way, O God. Hear us as we are praying, Lord. I pray for each and every family to shine for you, Lord. O God, lead and guide and strengthen, O Holy Spirit, and lead in the way of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. Hear us and guide us, support us and strengthen us, O God. Pray for your job now, pray for your boss. Thank you, Lord, for all the places that our brethren are working, O Lord. Bless these places of work. Continue to bless these places. They are working for their sake. Let your continuous blessing be abound, O God, to these places of work, that they will receive their salaries on time. All the pending salaries to be paid, we pray in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves that we will shine in these places that you place us, to evangelize, to speak to your word, to tell about you, O God. You will help, you will provide, and you will strengthen, Lord. I pray that we'll evangelize, that we'll be a good testimony, O Lord, that we'll achieve the things that you want us to achieve, O Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. And we commit ourselves to bring to you what belongs to you of tithes and offering and first fruit into your house, O God. O Lord, we pray, hear us as we pray, O God. As we pray for the two nations of Ukraine and Sri Lanka, Lord, we pray for Ukraine, for the war to be stopped, O God, there, in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for we pray also for the nation of Sri Lanka. I pray for economic relief, help our brothers and sisters there, provide for them, reduce the prices, provide petrol and means of life for them and their children, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the people that we meet every day. Let's pray for our relatives, our neighbors, our colleagues, whether here or back home, and the people that we meet through the media also. Let's pray that we can bring the gospel to them, our classmates, our previous people in the college with us. Let's pray for all these people, that out of them there will be a people to be saved. Lord, hear our prayers. Guide us, strengthen us, as we are praying for all these people, that we will reach them as we are in contact with them in every day, as we have relationship with them, they know us and we know them. We pray, Lord, that out of these people there will be people saved, Bible study started. Lord, you make a way, O God. We pray for salvation to flow to our neighborhood, to our relatives, O God, to our friends and colleagues, whatever way we can preach your gospel, you make a way, Lord. You help us, you guide us, and you strengthen us to go on and save you. Let's now pray for this place, UAE, that God has blessed his church, and also the other places that the church has expanded through families, individual members, through congregations. Let's pray for UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and also Australia, America, Armenia, also Sierra Leone, and the other places, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi. Let's pray for all these places that the Lord shall grant us favor from those in authorities. Yes, O God, that you will reveal yourself to them, and reveal to them that we are your servant, that you provide us all what is needed of offices, Lord. Whatever logistic needs, Lord, you will provide. You will help, O God, you will guide, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray as we commit ourselves to preach your word, commit ourselves to be good citizens in these places. We commit ourselves also, Lord, to tell about you, to pray for the leaders, to pray for the people around us, to pray, Lord, for all these nations, to know you, O God, and to follow you, O God. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear us as we are praying, Lord. Lead us in the name of Jesus. And let's pray for the church to grow. Let's pray for all the ministries of the church, the worship ministry, the farming, the church school, the church cleaning, the church banking, the also publication ministry. Let's pray for the translation ministry. Let's pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled. Multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless all these services and ministries. Bless the youth and the children ministry under their parents. Bless all the Bible studies and all congregations. Lord, we pray for more souls to be reached out. I pray for more people to get baptized with the Holy Ghost, to receive the spiritual gift that we need to evangelize, the skills, the talents we need, your church. You will be the one to provide for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us and guide us, strengthen us to go on and serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Lord, we pray Pour more filling of the Holy Ghost, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastorings, gift of teaching, gift of prophesying, all what we need of spiritual gifts. You will give us, Lord, you will provide for us to go on and serve you. We pray for this day worship, O God. Anoint this worship, O God. Anoint it, O God. Anoint all the atom of what we're going to offer to you this day. O God, anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs, Lord. Anoint, Lord, also the message, the giving, and this recording also, Lord. Anoint it, O God. Let your name, Lord, be lifted up. Lord, let your name be magnified. Help us, O God. Lead us, O Lord Jesus. Strengthen us, O Lord, to go on and serve you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you. This all we ask, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.
God, we come together exalting your holy name, O Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, Lord, thank you, Father, for this wonderful morning that you have given us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Let it be, O Lord, that as we come together, bind our hearts and minds, O Lord, in one accord in worship to you. Hallelujah. Let's come to an end. Thank you. coming back of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are preparing. You are coming soon, O Lord. Let it be, O Lord, that we will not just worship in this place, but we will also continue to worship you at your throne.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. Let's open our Bible to the book of Malachi. Chapter 3 and the 6th verse. 10 to verse 12. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open ye the windows of heaven, and pour ye out a blessing, that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and ye shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, say the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, say the Lord of hosts. Amen. Let's bring our tithes and offerings and our first fruit to the storehouse of God. And God will fulfill His promise to open the windows of heaven and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And He will be the devourer, and all nations will know we are blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your provision. Thank you for your help and support. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for all my brethren who brought you with you for you, Lord. Open the windows of heaven, Lord, and bless your church and your people, O God. And pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And I pray you rebuke the devourer, rebuke the fines, the pestilence, penalties, the sicknesses, O God. And whatever mishap, we trust you, Lord, that you will not allow in the name of Jesus. You will help us, and you will guide us, and you will strengthen us, O Lord. O God, we pray that you multiply this amount of money, and anoint the people who will use it, that be rich and used to the people who are lost, to bring them back to you, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all the Christians, you know, they have a verse they love too much. This is, you know, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, when Joshua challenged the people of God, and he ended up, he said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen? It means that as for me and my wife and my children, yeah, we will serve the Lord. Today, we will speak about child education. And we will learn, we'll be reminded, and also we will learn, if we are not aware, about the things of what God wants us to do in regard to children's education. You know, many parents, they desire that, or they say that our children will serve the Lord with us. And you know what's going on also, they will dedicate their children. They will, when they are the children, they are small, they dedicate them to the Lord. What is in their mind that, you know, when our children become big, God will call them back to serve the Lord. You know, this is this idea that God will call them to serve Him. The parents should be aware that the raising up of the children is in their hands. And they need be the one to dedicate themselves to raise up their children in the way of the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. He says, "Train up a child, train up the child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it." What did he say? Train up the child in the way he should go. And we need to train up our children in the way they should be grown up. And that is the responsibility it being laid on the parents. You know, churches, they do child dedication ceremonies. And that is not wrong, that's right. Because the matter is very scriptural. It is in scripture, it is needed, but we want to say here, if if the just about the ceremony, to do the dedication and just do the ceremony, and after that the parents will not get involved in the training the children and raising up and inculcating their heart and mind about God and about serving God, that will not be correct. Amen. So we need to dedicate our life for this important purpose. As a priest for God, we need to raise up our children to serve the Lord with us. You know, the scriptures, it lead us to that. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, Matthew 19 and verse 13 and 15. They brought the children to Jesus. And Jesus said, let the children come to me, no one shall hinder them. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hand on them and departed thence. Jesus wants the children to come to him. And Jesus does not want anyone to hinder or any hinders to not allow the children to come to him should be removed. But you know, just to bring the children to dedication physically, but after that, without commitment, that also will not work. We need to commit ourselves as parents of church to raise up our children in the fear of God. Moses put outline for that. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses taught the people of God how to raise up the children. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9, they say, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine house, the word of God put in our house, live it, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. We should impress them on our children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine home, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou layest down, and when thou risest up. That is that we need to teach the children, admonish them with the word of God. And they must see it in our life. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates, in verse 8. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. Like the children, they see us doing the word of God, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. So we need to live it, we need to say it, and that is how we train our children and raise them in the fear of God. The birth of Jesus, as you know, because always people, they want the New Testament. When you speak about Old Testament, you know, they see this Old Testament. Okay, we go to the New Testament, we see how Jesus was being raised up. And the birth of Jesus is a good inspiration, is a good teaching in it. There's a lot of teaching in it. Principle of child dedication, we learned it from scriptures. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus, anoint my lips and put verses on statement to teach us your ways, O God. I pray each and every one of us to humble down before you and accept the teaching and diligently implement in our lives so that you'll be pleased with us and we'll be doing the ministry that you want us to do, to raise up our children according to your ways and your method to fear you and to serve you with us. Take over, O God, and teach us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now the birth of Jesus, that's verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. She was pregnant, they were espoused, they were betrothed or engaged. And then Joseph, her husband, he called him her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Now, when she was found pregnant, he wanted to divorce her. The word here, put her away privately, is to divorce. Why he divorced? Because when they are espoused, when they are called that this man will marry this woman, they consider them married, but they have not yet come together. They don't meet until the end of the wedding day. At the wedding day, they will meet. So here, when he found her, when it found that she's pregnant by the Holy Ghost, he need to divorce. He need to separate from her because they were called to marry, and they consider them married. That's why they need to divorce. And that is what really had happened. And we learn from this good things. This is not a Middle East culture. Some people, they say it's Middle East culture. No, that is the word of God. They don't meet together. Because if otherwise he was meeting her, he cannot separate. How we can prove he is not the father? At that time, the Lord interfered in that moment. You see here, marriage is not that they like each other and then come to marry. It is God who called two people and put them into marriage. God called two priests and put them into marriage. At that time, Joseph wanted to separate from her. But God interfered. And we have three kinds of love we know. Marriage is not built on eros love or lust. Marriage is like here. How the marriage of Joseph and Mary was built up. The Bible speaks about other two kinds of love. The agape love, which is the unconditional love, and the love of Philadelphia love, that is the brotherly love. When God called two priests going to marry, they need to be prepared that their marriage will be based on the agape love, the unconditional love, sacrificial love, that whatever the condition of the wife, the circumstances that they will face in life, they should go on in it. That's very important for child dedication. That's a very important aspect of it. The second kind of love is Philadelphia love. That's a brotherly kindness love. And that's where we love one another, carry each other burden, and persevere in that love. Such love is very important to develop, so that children's education will come also to truth. In verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now here the point. Joseph decided to put her away, right? But God said, you need to go and marry that woman. The decision of God was against the mind and against the emotion of Joseph, right or wrong? It is very clear, right? What Joseph did? Did he follow his mind and his emotion? He followed God. So here marriage is that two called by God as a priest to come together and form a family by the matrimony of marriage. So the first principle for child education, I commit my life to marry the person, whether he or she, if I am a man, it should be she. If I am a woman, I need to say that now, because nowadays it's man married to man and man to man. I need to commit myself to marry the woman that God called me to marry. That's how the first step to dedicate children. I need to dedicate myself to marry the person that God had called me to marry. Right? That is, we are going to speak about Jesus, who, because they presented him to the temple. In verse 22, and now all this was done that it may be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. As he raised up from the sleep, He did exactly what God had asked him to do. Where is the emotion and where is his mind? Right? I like her and she likes me. This is not there. It is God called these two to marry. And when they are being called, we should inculcate in their life the agape love, the unconditional love, sacrificial love, and Philadelphia love, brotherly kindness. So that the ministry will go on. Both of them, Mary, Joseph and Mary. Joseph was the righteous man, and Mary was God's servant. That's the scripture tell us. And both of them were humble and did exactly what God wanted them to do. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Here, he did exactly what God wanted from him, and he did not know her, he respected her, because she was carrying Jesus, and that was her ministry from the Lord. For child education, first, I need to commit myself to marry the person that God wants me to marry. I need to commit myself to serve God. And I need also to commit myself to raise up the child or the children that God had given me, that they will serve the Lord with us, with me, as husband and wife. All our children should be raised up in the fear of God and to serve the Lord. And we know that Joseph and Mary, all their children, finally they started to serve the Lord. In Book of Acts, and chapter 1 and verse 14, Acts 1:14. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. One of the brethren of Jesus is James, Apostle James, the writer of the book of James. He is from Joseph and Mary. He also was raised up to save God. So, not only one child, not only Jesus, but all our children should be dedicated to serve the Lord with us. What are the things that it help us to do that? In Matthew chapter 1, when the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, and God will speak to us, God will speak to us how to raise up our children, what we need to do. What he told them in verse 22, now all these things was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall be called his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Here, he brought him to the Word of God. We need as parents to study and meditate on the Word of God, because God will speak to us through his Word. That's how we dedicate ourselves to raise up our children. First, dedicate ourselves to them. To marry the right person, to heed God and his instruction, his leading. About the scriptures, we need to heed what say the scriptures, how we teach our children. We need to implement all these things in order. It's not that just to bring the child to the church and they pray, we pray for him, we are done and we eat. And it's not this. We need to daily read the Bible, teach them according to the scripture, train them, discipline them, correct them with the Word of God, disciple, sheep. And that's why the husband love, they need Philadelphia love, they need agape love, so that the ministry will continue. It's not an easy job. Yeah? But God will give us the strength to go on and serve God. And you know, in Luke chapter 2, I'm speaking now in New Testament. Luke chapter 2 and verse 22 and verse 24. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. They brought him to their Lord. They want to do the dedication now. They brought him to the Lord, to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle dove or two young pigeons. So they present him to God with the offering, that because he was the firstborn. They came, they brought him because they want to fulfill the scriptures. And we fulfill the scripture when we dedicate ourselves to raise up our children to serve the Lord. As we raise them in this way, serve the Lord with us, when we will die, they will continue after us to serve the Lord. And you see here now, the church are getting involved now, the temple. The temple get involved, and that's here the process of the child education. The Word of God we read, we hear, the Holy Spirit will speak to us, and also the instruction that the church will give us from God's Word and instruction to help us in raising up our children in a godly manner, so that later on they will be a servant of God. And in verse 20, and see here, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. As we do our part, God also will be with us, will help us to do this. In Matthew chapter 2, you know, God had guided the parents, Joseph and Mary, how to protect the child from threats. We need to protect our children from threats, right? We need to keep the atmosphere of the house clean from media, mobile, from public school, by friends. Because these are the threats for our children. And that's why we have a church homeschooling, church school, just to complete the process of education. All put together, as we have godly marriage. All the purpose of it, to raise up godly children. In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13, and when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. It's the warning coming. God guide Joseph how to protect his child. God will direct the parents also, as we are living a right life, as we dedicate ourselves to save God and to raise up our children, to serve the Lord with us. God will guide us, will speak to us. And also in verse 19, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when they heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the part of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. See, God was warning them through dream, and was there obeying, the scripture was fulfilled. You see here Jesus, how he was dedicated now as a child. God had planned his birth and his parents, right? He is the one who put his parents together. Joseph does not like her, but God sent Mary. Agape love and Philadelphia love is there. Commit himself to marry the partner that God wanted. Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Joseph respected Mary, her rights, because that is her ministry. And God was with them step by step, but they did their part or no? Running to Egypt. Why they went there? They want to go to see the pyramids. There's no tourism in Christ. Mission for Christ. You come back, you go from Galilee, go to Nazareth. In one message I wrote, how many kilometers they walked, this couple, in order to fulfill the scripture. That is child education. That is how later on we can read in Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, and in verse 41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. They brought him to the temple regularly, to the feast. He was trained. Luke chapter 2 verse 41. Luke 2 41. They brought him to the feast. This one yearly. And also he was working as a carpenter like his father. Yeah? Did they do their part or no? They did their part. And as we do our part, then we can see that our children are growing in the grace of God, in stature, in the fear of the Lord. And verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. That is what Apostle James says in James 3:13. He says, who is wise man and endued with knowledge among you, he let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Joseph and Mary, both of them, they fear God and they show their fear of God. How they rose up, not only Jesus, but all their siblings. Finally, they came dedicated to serve the Lord. Amen. So all of us, see, it's not only parents, also church involved. Everyone get involved, right? In the mission. Yeah, you know, even married, unmarried, all of us, we are soldiers for Christ. And we should know how to keep all these things together, scriptures. These scriptures should be fulfilled in our lives. So that our children would be raised up in the fear of the Lord. We commit ourselves to the marriage, the right partner, and God. We commit ourselves to serve God. We commit ourselves to train up our children the way they should go, to discipline them, correct them, to teach them, to trace the word of God from them, to study the scriptures, to love one another as husband and wife, as parents, forgive another, care for one another, support one another, admonish one another, until the mission done and our children, they are inculcated with the service of God and they are part of God's church, serving God and serving His church. Amen. Today we have a brother Isaac and a sister Annabelle. They brought Sarah, their daughter, to the Lord. And that is the message that God gave us today. To tell you the truth, this message, it even shaken me. Because that is what God really wants us to commit ourselves again and again. It's a good reminder, a good teaching. It's a good discipline for His church, for each and every one of us. We need to take the responsibility seriously, keeping the agape love and the philadelphia love, the brotherly kindness, the unconditional love, the sacrificial love, so that the next generation raise up in the fear of God. Let us examine ourselves now. Not only the couple who brought their child, but each and every one of us. Married, unmarried, single, single mother, single father, all are committing ourselves today to this ministry. Jesus, teach us your ways, O God. Thank you, Lord. I commit myself, O God, to keep the atmosphere of the house clean, provide atmosphere of love, protect from evils, any evil coming from inside. It is my responsibility to awaken the conscience of my child toward God, to nurture his faith with all purity and care. God, lead us and guide us. Please, Brother Edric, stand up, come and bring your child to God. As you brought him to God. You make public confession before God. You be responsible as a husband and wife. So you hear the message, yeah? I explain from the life of Joseph and Mary how God put them together, and He gives them Jesus. Now, Brother Eddie, will you commit yourself to the principle that you have spoken?
Yes, sir.
And Sister Annabelle, will you commit yourself to them? Teaching that we hear today, so that both of you will raise up Sarah in the fear of God. May your home be built on the teaching of Jesus, Brother Edric, our Lord. Let nothing enter your home that will destroy the faith, confidence, and the love that a home must have. May you protect with all diligence the baby, soul and mind of your child. And Sister Annabelle, as this child grows, it is your responsibility to awaken his conscience toward God. I charge you to nurture his faith, her faith. It will be from your purity and care that she will know that God is holy and God is love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the family of Brother Isaac and Sister Annabelle. You bless this couple once again. Anoint them with the Holy Ghost to carry on the responsibility and the ministry that you entrust to them to serve you and to raise up their child, Sarah, in the fear of the Lord. Provide for them, sustain them, protect them, bind them once again with the agape love and Philadelphia love in the name of Jesus. As they commit themselves to you, Lord, provide their needs and give them victory. Protect them, O God, and strengthen them and encourage them always to serve you. And Lord, as they bring their child to you, Lord, we lay hand on her. We lay hand on her in the name of Jesus. Protect this child, O God. Protect her from head to toe in the name of Jesus. Soul, body, and spirit, Lord. Protect her, O God. Fill her, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and use her might as we lay hand on her. Fill her, O God. Use this child to preach. Use her as Jeremiah. Use her as you use Timothy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, raise her in the fear of yours. We dedicate her, O God, to be a stone in your temple in the name of Jesus. To be a disciple of yours, followers of yours. Give her the gift of teaching and evangelism. Give her all the spiritual gifts that she needs in her life to serve and protect her. Devil, I rebuke you out from the life in the name of Jesus. Protect all her body, her health, oh God, her legs, oh God, anointed to go and please the gospel. Her hand anointed to serve you, Lord, to do the work as a lady, oh God, to help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength that comes from you, Lord. Oh God, thank you. Bless this child. Bless her, oh God, beyond measure, and be with her, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. Carry her. Carry her and care for her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day, O God, you give us. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we are not filthy. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in His name. Amen and amen.